Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love?
Welcome. On that wave of love today, we added some of Panache Desai's exciting soul jump start music and energy to ride in on. And welcome, welcome, welcome to Living Eden. This is your host, Sharon Walker, and the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. So welcome to each of you. I'm so glad to be here with you and so excited. And I thought about that using the Soul Jumpstart today because it's full of a lot of energy, of excitement and thrillingness and high energy. And I thought I'm going to be doing opening the seal of perception, and there's going to be a lot of meditation and a lot of groundedness is needed, and this is very grounding. So I decided to use that. It's a really fast energy, and we're going to be doing meditation, which will be a expanding energy, but a peaceful, quiet one. So I thought this would be good. This opening the seal of perception is an invitation to more in your life, more miracles, more wealth, more health, more intuition, more beyond our five human senses. So I invite you to call in. 909-533-8401. I would love to have you here with us energetically on this show, even if you're not speaking. That would be wonderful. And take some deep breaths. With our galactic breathing and your hand on your heart. Breathing through your heart, through the Earth's heart, and through the heart of our galaxy. Really important to breathe and to enter into your body and to be present. I tell you every week, being present, I have to tell myself every minute practically, if I can even remember, to be present in my body, because it's the only way that you can receive and you can be powerful is by being in the present moment. You're in the present moment when you're in your body. And how you get there is using your breath and your intention. So taking a big, deep breath into your belly, into your torso, into your heart, through your heart, Earth's heart, the galactic heart, inside the heart of the divine, the cosmic divine heart, into your pineal gland. Such an important gland you're going to find out more about today. And releasing that energy down, down into your body, through your legs, into your feet, down into your Earth Star below your feet, and down through the Earth Star to the center of the Earth, that hot lava. Hot, powerful, powerful Earth energy. Breathing in again. Into your pineal gland. Gathering all that energy in the pineal gland, which is connected to the universe. And breathing it back down into your body. More of your presence sinking into your body, down into your legs, into your Earth Star, to the center of the Earth. And this time when we breathe in, breathing the galactic breath, the love of the divine, the consciousness of the divine, right up through your body and down from the heavens into your pineal gland. And as you breathe out anything that keeps you, blocks you, and holds you separate from your true self. So, making more space for your true self to be the energy that we're in communion with. Taking another breath. Big, deep galactic breath. And feeling the heartbeat of the cosmic divine that you are, breathing it in. And releasing again anything that holds you, blocks you, separates you from your true self. And breathing in again. The divine love of God And breathing all that out into your body through your pineal gland and your spine. All that breathing yourself out, your divine self out into meeting and connecting the divine embracing you, you receiving each other, the divine receiving you, you receiving the divine. And the joy of that, the ecstasy of that, the dance of that, the soul jump-starting of that. And another time, breathing in the divine source love through all those avenues, and breathing out your divine self into divine source, creating communion in the dance of ecstasy, the soul jumpstart that we just sang. And that being a great energy ball, the communion of our divine self with the divine creator, goddess, God. I am that I am. So breathing in the divine, I am that I am. And breathing out your divine, I am that I am. Meeting in great hugs of joy and communion of energies and dancing movements of self. And all of heaven and earth rejoice and create that energy bowl with us together. So staying with that for a moment, letting yourself experience it, devour it, feel it, smell it. Does it smell like roses or lotus flowers? Some sweetness maybe that you've never experienced before? Does it feel warm and delightful? Notice how it feels. Does it taste delicious? Like the best dessert ever? Or the most delicious fruit you've ever tasted? Does it touch your being? How does it touch your being? Do you feel caressed? Does your skin feel the caress of this connection and embrace and communion? And do you hear a song? Do you hear the music of the spheres? Do you hear grace's movement among us? What is the sound of connection for you? Today's purpose is to help us break free from the prison of perceptions that keep us confined to self-limiting thought programs. We keep ourselves bound up by what we see with our eyes and by what we can touch and smell and hear. But it greatly limits us when it's rationalized and logically understood. And that's why we did a meditation that is beyond that type of rationalizing. And this program is about breaking free from the mold of polarized perception, moving beyond the boundaries of the five human senses in the way that we're used to, bridging the brain with the knowing mind, which is different than the intellectual mind. The knowing mind is the part that's experiencing from the inside rather than from the brain and the head. Attuning to you multidimensional energy hologram, making a transition into a new thought structure and self-actualizing expanded sense perception. So let's take another deep breath. And I'm using the free podcast part of the new Morphogenesis program from Children of the Sun. So I'm introducing you to the part that you can go to and be a part of anytime you want for free. And it is a 9-month program. And it has different modules to it to open the seals of perception that are beyond the perception that we already have as humans and into the perceptions of the divine, which are limitless. We're very limited in our human perceptions. So we have to notice that our physical reality is a frequency of vibration. What seems to appear impenetrable, physical reality is not real. I mean, it's real in the human sense that we can touch it and feel it and smell it and taste it and that, but it's purely behind it, what creates it all, is a frequency of vibration, which is the divine essence. We are now removing the convincing perceptual lens that locks us into the loops of conditioned belief. And that's how we walk living Eden. We can't walk living in Eden the way that we do as humans now. And that's what this show is all about. Most limitations in life are created based upon all of the materialized appearances that we see and regard as real. Physical reality is only what we make of it with our eyes and our touch. If we took instruments that scientists use, we could put an instrument facing something that you would be touching that feels like it's solid to you, but that instrument would show you that it is made up of air. So, and cells moving around, and they've only coagulated to make something physical. Everything is energy. Everything is malleable. Everything is you. That's another focus. Everything is you. Looking outside of you, look at everything. That's all you. All those cells are the same as yours. Outer reality always reflects the inner reality and the perceptions that are held within the consciousness. So consciousness is very important. It creates perceptions. We are only projecting this experience called physical reality. It is not happening to us, but through us. And another projection we have here is life is made up from projections of consciousness. Consider that we exist inside a program that we believe is real because our brains tell us it is. As the main viewer, we are essentially living out our own version of a virtual reality game. This experience is being played out within a matter bubble that is constantly reflecting back to us our thought vibrations. So we're each of us inside of a matter bubble that reflects back to us our thought vibrations. And they come back to us as sight, things that we see, things that we think we know, stories that we tell ourselves about people, about ourselves, all kinds of thought vibrations coming back to us and emanating into a created field outside of us. You are really just a minuscule extension of your higher vibratory self. Minuscule, expressing itself in a slow vibrational state. You are only a projection of consciousness. So have fun with this today and see how far you can go with high thoughts, a higher mind. You are a creator God in training. Yes, think about that. You are a co-creator God in training. We're all co-creating in training on this planet. And we're at a crucial time on the planet to be present to that, conscious of that, and to be responsible. Physical reality reflects the strongest idea that you have of yourself. The strongest idea is what shows up. So it's very important to be stronger and stronger and stronger so that you're experiencing yourself in more and more and more truth and each other in more truth. You do not exist in physical reality. It exists in you. Belief, emotion, and thoughts form the ego structure that allows you to function as a physicalized representation of your vast consciousness. And today we're going to look at how vast. Well, we're going to explore a vastness of consciousness. Consciousness is so vast, there's no end to it, no end of its expansion or end of how much more we could be living in. We live and breathe and move and eat and see and love and touch and create all in this vast consciousness. This is why the concept of thinking about what you want is so powerful. Thoughts literally create every single experience and circumstance in your life. You are truly a creator God in training, disciplining your body to serve as a channel to receive the currents of universal mind. Once you understand these principles and master the thinking, your new creations take on majestic form because you know how reality works in a dense matter existence. So take a breath. And listen to this, your real mind.
This is Tiara Kumara, and we are continuing with Module 2, Opening the Crystalline Seal of Perception. Perception number 4. Your real mind is not located in the brain. Our consciousness has been trained to perceive through the 5 human senses. This has prevented us from tapping into other worlds or dimensions that exist just beyond the range of our normal perception. We are unaware of them because our minds are not consciously vibrating at these higher levels. To open the seal of perception, the one belief that must disintegrate concerns how we view the consciousness as something that is inside our bodies. perhaps located somewhere in the brain. We are multidimensional beings. Our consciousness exists outside of the physical body, even outside of the physicalized world. It transcends time and space as part of the one quantum mind. We are thinking humans, yes, and are endowed with the blueprint of supreme intelligence. It is encoded in every one of our cells. The human brain can be retrained to serve in its intended design as a receiving station and channel for the language of light. We are pure awareness, temporarily inhabiting a human body in order to develop our consciousness while under the illusory veils. The physical body is like a virtual reality suit that converts everything we see, hear, touch, taste, and smell into electrical impulses that formulate our perceptions from inside the brain. These perceptions indeed help us to function in a dense vibration. In the transition that we are making, however, we are learning how to live from multidimensional perception. This can only happen when our brains are unified with our truer brain of brilliance, the higher mind aspect of ourselves. It is then that mastermind energy can be channeled through the faculty of the human brain to express higher patterns of thought. This term, higher mind, is used to mean the higher mental body aspect of every person. It connects and links the human soul to the dimension of unified awareness. The higher mind is the vehicle that facilitates the awakening of our consciousness through its constant promptings to get our act into a much higher gear. The higher mind can be perceived as that aspect of brilliance that lives within you at all times, as the voice of conscious. It has always been there, like a guardian angel, guiding you like a beacon, awakening you from the deep slumber of forgetfulness. Once you put the free-willed personality ego in the back seat, this benevolent influence can move into the driver's seat to control your physical brain in its entirety. It can enable you to make decisions with utmost clarity and to know the truth apart from any rationalization. This inner guidance can speak and write through you without the use of the methodical brain as you have been accustomed. When we can make contact with and cohere to the channel of the greater self, expanded truths are revealed. We become knowers. This is when we can live our lives governed by providence, the direct revelation of Holy Spirit expressing through the form. This is how we collectively create heaven on earth.
And that is living Eden. So, how to thrive with your higher mind. And that was Kiara Kumara from Children of the Sun. And I played a 5-minute part from her podcast, which is free, that you can go to on Children of the Sun. And the next part is through the program of morphogenesis, which is this program, we're learning how to gracefully evolve our consciousness through the higher senses, those that open as we embrace more expansive views. So we have an infinite amount of openings that can happen inside of us because we're in the infinite field of consciousness. As divine humans, we function through both the human senses and a more refined sensory mechanism that develops as a result of the opening crystalline seals. And this seal that we're using today is the seal of perception. Inherent within us are certain mental faculties designed to bridge our human consciousness into the expanded realms of the multi-dimension. These divinely attuned instruments assist us to see beyond the form and to interpret our environment from a completely different feedback mechanism. And that feedback mechanism, we're going to look
Welcome
in.
Welcome to the Morpho.
We're going to look into another talk from the pod and listen to it. I wanted to put different voices in this and here we go.
Genesis Podcast. This is Tiara Kumara, and we are continuing with Module 2, Opening the Crystalline Seal of Perception.
And also, before I continue this, I want to make a point that this is a 15-minute meditation as part of the show, or a talk, rather. And it has some extremely important ways of expanding your sense perception. So I really invite you to stay with it. And then we'll be doing our own meditation after this.
So now, let's dive deep into this idea and discuss developing expanded sense perception. It's a fact that when sensory perceptions vibrate their pleasures within the body, we are drawn to matter reality and its perceived comforts or sufferings. Indeed, it is an exquisite experience to be a human. Yet, dependency only upon our physical senses keeps us bound inside a box of limits and distortions. Through the program of morphogenesis, we are learning how to gracefully evolve our consciousness through the higher senses, those that open as we embrace more expansive views. As divine humans, we function through both the human senses and a more refined sensory mechanism that develops as a result of opening the crystalline seals. Remember, as we expand our perceptions, the seals open and our cell biology changes. The genetic blueprint gets an upgrade, and eventually the physical body reconfigures to a new multi-dimensional operating system, complete with expanded circuitry. Our energy matrix becomes a magnetic instrument and channel for much greater vibrational frequencies. Inherent within us are certain mental faculties designed to bridge our human consciousness into the expanded realms of the multi-dimension. These divinely attuned instruments assist us to see beyond the form and to interpret our environment from a completely different feedback mechanism. So, are you ready to power up the brain? This means to move beyond the cognizing intellect and into an expanded brain capacity that perceives from the knowing mind. The more that we let go of what we think we may know, the light absorbs us, and our higher vibratory self overrides the human operating system with upgraded brain circuitry. Activation of certain structures in the brain allows incoming higher messaging to be received and properly translated, altogether bypassing the use of the human egoic faculty. Inner brain awakening we develop as a channel for the higher mind to express more fully and more purely. We learn to navigate life through an unfailing voice of divine intuition and the harmonic rhythms of synchronicity. We see with an inner eye, hear through crystalline particulates, and sense energy fields upon instinct, just like an animal. Let's discuss the ability to see through the inner eye. The pineal gland is an important endocrine gland known as the third eye. This eye of vision is shaped like a tiny pine cone and constructed exactly like an eye without a lens. It lives at the center of your brain, and its purpose as a light receptor is to translate incoming frequencies of light and then send out encoded messages through the hormonal pathways, passing on instructions for body functions. With its central hormone, melatonin, the pineal regulates the biological rhythms of the body, including sleep cycles and the aging process. It also orchestrates the body's endocrine and nervous systems. The pineal gland has for long been associated with esoteric knowledge to be the connecting link between the physical and spiritual worlds. Metaphysicians throughout the ages have called the pineal gland the gateway to God. Legendary French philosopher and mathematician René Descartes believed that the pineal gland is the seat of the soul. Taoist mystics called this part of the brain the crystal palace due to its many embedded crystalline particulates. It is said that when the pineal gland is activated, it becomes illuminated like a thousand suns. The pineal gland is the doorway through which we exit linear construct. We enter into not just a mansion with many rooms, but a room with many mansions. When activated, it begins to naturally produce its own chemical called DMT. Dimethyltryptamine. More organically produced DMT allows us to tap into some extra special senses. It is why the pineal gland is responsible for prophetic dreams and transcendental visions. Now, it is important to understand that the pineal gland in most people lies dormant, like a shriveled up tiny raisin. It has dramatically lost its original function as a powerful spiritual antenna due to the dense vibration of the de-evolved human genetic. The more limited we are in our thoughts, the more calcified the pineal portal becomes. This dormancy is now a genetic imprint. Its calcification is constantly being reinforced from the effects of artificial substances and environmental toxins. Big ones are fluoride chemicals found in public water systems and toothpaste, hormones and additives put into processed foods, sugars and artificial sweeteners, to name a few. During this module of morphogenesis, great emphasis is being placed upon the revitalization of your pineal gland. An open third eye brings clear vision, pristine hearing, intuition, and bliss. With a highly functioning pineal gland, your mental functioning will be greatly improved. Activating the pineal gland is essential for those wishing to develop multidimensional perception. This includes abilities such as channeling the higher mind, seeing subtle energy fields, receiving and transmitting telepathic thoughts, being intuitive, lucid dreaming, and other high-level vision-related skills. Let's turn our attention now to another higher sense vehicle within us, referred to as divine intuition. We are transitioning away from soul dependency upon the cognizing intellect and into an expanded brain capacity that perceives and channels from the all-knowing higher mind. Divine intuition is the means to which this knowledge is received, which can go way beyond the scope of human reason and logic. Intuition is a vibrational impression that is made within your consciousness. This receiving faculty exists behind physical energy, behind thought. To access this background vibration, your human mind must be calm and attuned with your divine presence. An ability to focus is required in order to hold your steadiness in the pure, clear spiritual light. It is then that the intuitive impressions can drop into the peace of mind directly from the higher self. In the spirit of clarity, the authentic expression of divine intuition has no relation to psychic abilities. It is neither related to the common flashes of insights that we may receive regarding other people or situations in our lives. This is referring to the intuitive power that results from understanding our authentic true nature. It is through divine intuition that we experience ourselves not as only a human body, but as an immortal indwelling consciousness, one with Source Essence. When the divine intuition is active, there is no doubt. The intuitive mind is quick, precise, and infallible. It is very different from the slow and methodical workings of the human mind, which has a tendency to think in separation. The swiftness through which we are able to perceive, understand, and resolve situations is a clear sign that we are functioning under the influence of divine intuition. Intuition bestows revelation, and when activated, we progress rapidly in our comprehension of the spiritual light and the underlying unity inherent in all things. There is another higher sense faculty that is activated when we develop stronger vibrational attunement with our higher mind. This is the recorder cell. It is best described as a crystalline reservoir that receives and stores language of light downloads that enter in the form of sound encodement. The recorder cell generally sits on the right or left side of the head, just above the top of the ears. When new information is being transmitted, a high-pitched tone enters through the pineal portal and encodes the crystalline particulates within the recorder cell. This very soothing short-lived tone comes in at random and can change in volume and pitch. When the time is right, and we are ready to use the stored information, these coded light inscriptions bubble up and interact with our process of thought formation. The recorder cell receptors act like a universal translator and convert the higher level information into a meaning that we can best understand and use at the human level. You will know when the codes have opened, when all of a sudden you are saying things with absolute certainty, without logical explanation as to where the information came from. You just know. If you are regularly communing with your higher mind, this may also be a response or a specific directive that is being downloaded from the higher mind. The codes can also reveal in the forms of pictures, vision, or intuition to assist your greater comprehension and capabilities. The more that you can develop and interact with this expanded hearing faculty, the more that you can receive from Source Consciousness. Okay, now we have come to the end of this module's presentation.
Hi. Well, I hope that you enjoyed getting connected consciously to the three different parts of us that help us expand our sense perceptions and become more closely attuned with our divine consciousness rather than just human consciousness. So let's take a breath again. And sink in, make sure you're still in your body. And again, that was Tiara Kamara from Children of the Sun and her program, part of her program, Morphogenesis. And it was from the free podcast for this month. And it's a 9-month program. And I am very grateful to Kiara, for all of her work in this field, and for us to be looking at this and thinking of it and listening and smelling it and tasting it, because it's part, it's the doorway, it's the journey and the walk and the pilgrimage in Living Eden. And it is full of amazingness and miracles, and a whole new earth. We even probably, in order for it to happen, need to let go of this being Earth. If Earth has decided that her journey is not with the ones of us who want to be living a new Eden on Earth, Earth may have to recreate and make two. In fact, we are in a division right now on this earth. We are in the division of those who want to be cruel and mean and killing and in small perceptions of each other and separated into little tiny cubicles, and some people owning all the money on the planet and others starving to death. And there's that earth. And that earth thinks it's right, and that earth is still divine, and it is all, there's nothing that isn't divine. All there is God. All there is love. If they want to be loving, if they want to be living love that way, that's that planet, that's that division. The other one is Living Eden. All of us on the planet, which is a huge number now, who are ready, everything is ready for the new earth. We just need the new perception to allow it to happen. And people have created it, and there are people who want to be this kind of loving and in the oneness and in the fun and the laughter and the joy and the miracles and the sparkling and the sweetness of it, you know. So, your decision. Which step you want to take. And blessings to whichever step you go to. And let's have our conclusion meditation now. And we're connected this month still with the priestess, archetype of the goddess. And this is where all of this comes from, because it comes out of the stillness. And her archetypal aspect is the stillness. In the stillness, she magnifies and reveals and pulls out the new ideas for the new creations. And breathe that in. And her color is blue. So I'm going to light a blue candle and continue your breathing, breathing your true, the essence of the divine in through all your hearts, through your galactic breath. And breathing out, your divine self, and do that five times. And remembering while you're breathing, the energy bowl we already created, and activating it with our consciousness even more. And putting whatever you have gathered from the show so far into that energy bowl, calling that energy in, and the energy of Earth, who is dancing with joy that we're doing this, and remembering all that we have touched on our Earth journey, on our planetary journey on this show. All the parts of the Earth that we have seen on Air Pano, all the stories we've connected with the different parts of Earth, all that we know personally of Earth, how we've lived on her, how she's touched our feet every day and given us air and food. And so Earth is with us in this meditation. And the priestess with her keys. The priestess is the one with the keys. She has the keys to open up the new sacred marriage of the masculine and feminine. The keys to opening our pineal gland. The keys to divine intuition connection. The keys to accessing our recorder cell crystalline reservoirs and hearing the sounds and seeing the symbols that those cells have for us, the tone of the information codes of light inscriptions, and all of the amazing gifts that we will be, what will be available to us as we take this journey living Eden and living in our higher mind. And taking another breath in communion with the divine and our divine selves, meeting each other. Inside the pineal gland, bubbling up light from it, from the joy of the connection, and those bubbles of light coming up, coming out through the crown chakra at the top of our head, and just moving down, falling down all around us, making this beautiful, sparkling bubble of light. And that bubble of light expanding as we stand on earth, grounded in her, down through to her core. And it expanding until it expands around the whole planet. And then it expands out from the planet to the sun. And the sun is so intimate with us, so empowered to take us on this journey. And that expansion of that bubble light becomes the whole galaxy of the Milky Way, which is enormous beyond our comprehension. And yet it is small in the infinite universe. So for us right now to be in the bubble of light inside of the Milky Way galaxy, that is consciousness. The consciousness that is beyond our internal, small human consciousness. We live in the consciousness lives in us as it cannot be avoided. I mean, we live in the consciousness. We breathe it, we eat it, we see it, we know it somewhat in little tiny pieces. So now we're acknowledging that there, our consciousness is at least as big as a galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, which is already beyond our comprehension. And then as we breathe in that, the outer edges of the galaxy start to open as we allow ourselves to receive the knowledge and desire it. That consciousness is not just a consciousness in our brain. That's only a little teeny tiny speck. And maybe even smaller than a speck of true consciousness. And now with our allowing that to be for this moment, the edges of the consciousness of what we would call our Milky Way galaxy start popping white bubbles and expanding consciousness out into the universe, the cosmic universe beyond the galaxy. And it just keeps expanding and expanding as long as we'll allow it. And to let ourselves know that that is consciousness. And it's full, teeming with thoughts and ideas and miracles and creations and the void from where everything comes. And grounding all this. Grounding it. Breathing it down into your body. Down through your feet, through your earth star, into the earth as we stand on this earth, knowing that there's more, way more. And keeping the grounding down through the roots of the trees on the planet that hold the earth together on the surface, and all those roots intermingling with each other as sisters, keeping us grounded too. And stay here as long as you wish. And come back when you wish. To drawing in everything down into your body, but knowing that that's not all. That even though you're in this body, you're way out there also. And I love you all, and I thank you for being here with us. And you're all so important. And another way of helping yourself is, energetically to hold this energy and memories and knowings is with Stacy and Belinda's jewelry, crystalvibejewelry.com. And it's beautiful, sparkling Swarovski crystals also. So enjoy the support if you wish. And I'll see you again next week. And remember, you are loved. I love you so much. And I love that you're here. I appreciate that you're being here. And take the time to be Living Eden with me. Thank you. Bye now.